USA Radio News with Wendy King.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. He said the U.S. is committed to giving Ukraine more weapons. He also spoke about the effects of sanctions against Russia.
We will continue to squeeze Russia, to impose costs on Russia, and we believe that as those costs mount, they will in fact improve Ukraine's position at the bargaining table and make an outcome of this war that Ukraine wants to see more likely.
For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
More social media companies are cracking down on Russia disinformation.
YouTube has blocked a Russian parliamentary channel for violating the platform's terms of service as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Reuters reports that the move is drawing outrage from Russian officials and the country's internet regulator. It's accusing YouTube of adhering to a pronounced anti-Russian position in what it called an information war unleashed by the West against Russia, the same allegation that was the basis for the regulator to fine YouTube last month after it failed to get rid of prohibited content regarding Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
There's more than one reason why the price of everything seems to be going up. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox & Friends Weekend, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke explains drought conditions are also a major factor when it comes to wheat prices and production.
We've got a very serious drought going on out here in the high plains, and so even if wheat went to $20 a bushel, there's a lot of farmers out here who are going to grow nothing. 20 times zero is zero when those guys are up a creek.
Ukraine and Russia account for about 30% of global wheat exports. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Football players continue to mourn the death of Dwayne Haskin. The 24-year-old Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback was killed on Saturday. He was struck by a dump truck as he was trying to cross a highway in South Florida. A COVID-19 lockdown in China's largest city has now entered the third week. The country's zero COVID policy has made it hard for some people in Shanghai to access food and medicine. Officials warn, without strict lockdowns, the virus could spread to other cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.